You are listening to the Blog Talk Radio program of the International Mastermind Association. We are here every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. on blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. You can listen to this and the other shows anytime on the web by visiting blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. Or join us live during the show by calling 661-554-9219. The call-in number again, 661-554-9219. If you wish to join the conversation during the live show, just press 1 on your telephone keypad. You can also join us in the chat room or log on through your Facebook account.
Witches don't respond to wishes. They only respond to definite plans backed by definite desires through the constant persistence. Today our guest is Robin Donaldson. Robin is the CEO of Renew Construction Services and FES Financial Services. Robin's going to talk to us today about adding power to our faith, power to our plans, and organized effort. Good morning, Robin. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning, Ms. Sharon. How are you?
I'm great. I am so excited that you're going to be on this morning. I'd like for you to talk to us for a few minutes about how you became the CEO of Renew Construction and how you used your time to add power into your everyday operations, organized and intelligent, directed knowledge, and incorporated that into the operation and development of two businesses, not one, but two.
Okay, well, for Renew Construction Services, it was really something I fell into after, I would say, an accident that I had that ended my hairstylist career. Again, I became familiar with the organization NABWIC, which is the National Association of Black Women in Construction, and the idea of me being in construction, I just loved the idea. I fell in love with the idea. Long story short, I just really followed the principles that are outlined in Think and Grow Rich by just defining what I wanted and having that strong desire, all of the other principles of imagination, and one which is where we are today is the mastermind, the power of the mastermind. I think that is the success or the reason for my success of availing myself to people who thought like I thought, who wanted the same things, and that we can really come together as a mighty force to accomplish all those things that I desired. So again, Ms. Sharon, that would be the success or the reason for my success is the principles that I've applied with the mastermind.
That's great. Could you talk to us first? Let me go back and make sure that the audience knows. We're talking about the book, Think and Grow Rich. As we come to you every Saturday morning, we're actually walking through Think and Grow Rich, allowing that to become part of our lives, part of our ways that we create riches, regardless of what riches is to you. Riches could be money. Riches could be being a better wife, being a better husband, being a better partner. Riches. And so what we're doing today is talking about Chapter 9, the power of the mastermind, the driving force, and the 9th step to riches. So, Robin, I'd like for you to take us through the three major sources of knowledge. We know that knowledge is something that's very important. You don't do anything without having knowledge. So take us through those three sources of knowledge, would you please?
Sure, and I would be applying those to myself and my mastermind group. The first would be, of course, infinite intelligence, which is the education, not so much the education, but it's the creative imagination that you have for your goal. basically just raising the energy by means of your imagination. For me, that would be the first of the infinite intelligence. The second source of knowledge would be the accumulated experience, which is the experience of other people. You could pretty much say that would be the education. And for me, deciding to be in the construction industry, I made it my goal was to complete my AA program, which is Architectural Design and Construction Building, with emphasis on sustainable living. So for me, that was the starting point of the knowledge and that can be taught basically in school. The third, I feel, would be experience and research. It would be the book says, the gathering or classifying of organizing new facts daily. I attribute that to a lot of the networking that I do. That allows me to find different people in different facets of construction, which I now use as a list for me to solicit services to. Also, I think it would be it's just accumulation of experiences that I have experienced. So that, for me, that would be the three, or my explanation of the three sources of knowledge.
Well, that's great. If you know what, the Internet, the Think and Grow Rich says that we have to have all those. That's part of the first part of traveling into the growing of riches, right? But it also says that when you really define and study those three sources of knowledge, it says it discloses the difficulty that one would have in traveling the road to riches alone. It said no one can have great power without using the mastermind principles, participating in a group. Because a group, it says like one person can go so far because your headlights can take you so far. But when you join with another person, your headlights takes you to another whole different level. And you said that what you did is join NABWIC. Can you tell us the power of joining your forces with NABWIC and how that took you to a whole new level?
Ms. Sharon, that is a 45-minute show, but I'll try to paraphrase it. Again, for me, NABWIC was just that lifeline that I needed, because in NABWIC, I have surrounding me professional women in every aspect of construction. And early on in my schooling, I was really at a crossroad because there was like so many different areas in which I can, you know, my interest would be. So by being first off with the various women and attending various seminars, pre-bids, just being in the rooms, that mastermind group helped me narrow down what it is that I wanted to do, which would be construction and DOT. So from that, that being my sole desire, like burning desire, it's as if people just find me. And it's just amazing because, again, in the beginning, I had no earthly idea where I was going, you know, in the construction industry. So, again, the masterminding of my group, which is the Northwest chapter of NABWIC, we are now entering bids, or actually we're teaming with bids for DOT. And it's just the mastermind, or the coming together of the knowledge, the experience I can't even describe it. And in fact, my goal, my desire would have no legs if I did not avail myself to the experience, the people who are, again, wanting the same thing that I want.
You know what? I see that we have a caller. What I'd like to do is go to commercial break, And then we're going to come back with caller 2748 for them to be able to ask their question, and then, Jada, you can respond to the call, okay?
You're listening to the Blog Talk Radio program of the International Mastermind Association. We are here every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. on blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. You can listen to this and the other shows anytime on the web by visiting blogtalkradio.com/masterminders, or join us live during the show by calling 661-554-9219. The call-in number again, 661-554-9219. If you wish to join the conversation during the live show, just press 1 on your telephone keypad. You can also join us in the chat room or log on through your Facebook account.
And we're back. I see caller 2748. Could you, your line has been opened.
Yes, good morning. My name is C.W. Ransom, and this chapter is one of my favorites, Power of the Mastermind. And I want to say good morning to you, Ms. Donaldson. This chapter, I certainly do agree with you when you talked about the three major sources of knowledge. And if you were looking at my book right now, you would see that I've made a little arrow, and I made mine the three major sources of applied knowledge. Because when we get knowledge, if we don't use it in an application, then it's just something else we store to the side. So I certainly do agree with you. You came into the group of the National Association of Black Women in Construction, and I remember because you moved from the background to the forefront to the leadership position, and I think it was all through the power of this book. Not just the book so much, but the magnetism and that driving force that you already had, that passion, burning desire that you already had, and you locked into the energy, the synergy that was created by the group, and you just took it and ran with it. So I wanted to say kudos to you because I see your movement in the group, and I know that you have that driving force that the author does describe from this particular chapter, chapter 9, when he talks about the power of the mastermind and the power of the mastermind group. And what you reminded me of when you were speaking just now, that old phrase from the Bible that states, iron sharpens iron. And this group that you guys are about to charter, is what I understand, has really gained momentum, I think, with the new members that have come aboard. That's given driving power, creating energy in the rooms when we gather. And so it is to be applauded because you are theory in practice. When I think about the strength that you exhibit, the desire to take control and, you know, of your destiny as well as the destiny for the group. So this is a very appropriate chapter for you. And I most certainly agree with what you're saying here, especially about the three major sources of knowledge. Thanks for letting me share.
Thank you so much, Carol. Thank you.
Well, that's great. I thought that was an awesome comment from Carol. But the other thing that I wanted to make sure that we talked about is when you participated in your mastermind or the NABWIC, the book says that if your power, the power of the mastermind group, is kind of intangible. But it comes from different sources. It manifests itself, I guess that's the word that I want to say, in different sources. One of them is economic. Carol kind of talked about that briefly. It says economic, and then there's another intangible force, which is a kind of an infinite source. The book says, or I've heard other people say psychic, but I want to say more infinite. So can you talk to us about how the economic factors worked on your behalf? You kind of started in that, but you started down that road, but could you give us a few more minutes?
Well, that would be, okay, I'll start by defining the economic advantage, as Think and Grow Rich expressed it, which is that economic advantages may be created by any person who surrounds himself with the advice, counsel, and personal cooperation of a group of men who are willing to lead him wholehearted aid in the spirit of perfect harmony, which is exactly what I experienced 2 days ago. Bidding on a DOT project, the air or the energy that was in the group was simply amazing because of all of the experience and the wisdom of the council. And most importantly, the willingness of others to help you with the attaining of your particular goal. And I'm sorry, I just lost my train of thought.
Well, what sounds to me, what's interesting, the book uses the example, and one of the roads that you were going down just now, they use the example of Andrew Carnegie. It says that he surrounded himself with 50 men in the day, men, right? that helped him develop his definite purpose for manufacturing and marketing steel. He attributed his entire fortune, to the power of the mastermind. In your case, it was the power of the mastermind, and your group was NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction, that the number of people that you and Carol have talked about created this force and action and power that women, in this case women, but I do believe that you have some male participants, that created more of the power. It's an exponential power is what I'm trying to say. It's an exponential power. So I just wanted to add that because I was listening to your story, and it was reminiscent of the story that they had in the book regarding Andrew Carnegie. I'm sorry, I broke into your train of thought, but I just wanted to add that. Robin?
I'm here.
Okay. So I just wanted to add that. So, you know what? I see another hand up. I'm going to open up the mic for caller 1005. Your mic is open.
Thank you, Sharon. Good morning, everyone. My name is Jada Williams, or this is Jada Williams, always part of the show. I was just coming on to comment with Robin that the mastermind group is such a powerful force, agreeing with her, and also thanking Robin for being our Friday morning Think and Grow Rich accountability leader every Friday morning, and it has really helped me. And I've to go back to the points that you guys were just speaking of, the mastermind group for me, when it's talking about economic advantages, and maybe Robin can elaborate a little bit more, and when the opportunities come our way or when the opportunity presents itself, the mastermind group with working with them and cultivating yourself helps you look at opportunities differently. It helps me to be able to look at opportunities differently, especially being new in the construction industry. I might not have myself the 10 and 12 and 20 years of experience, but my mastermind group. You put us together, we're a group of bad females or a group of bad individuals combining our forces and like synergy, and we that harmony and that spiritual sisterhood automatically just takes over, and we'll take the opportunity and we'll break it down, and everyone's included. So I just want to say thank you for that piece of being or letting me be a part of the mastermind group or accepting me as part of the mastermind group, because it really helps me out in my day-to-day business, my outlook and my mindset.
Jada, that was a powerful comment. And the reason why it's a powerful comment is that it shows the support that women, people that operate in harmony can have. Power, every woman or every business person has its own ability to have power. But you can liken that to like a battery. A single battery has its own energy, right? But we know that two batteries has more, but it's not just a factor of two, it's a much larger factory. An individual battery will provide energy in proportion with the number and the capacity of cells it contains. But when you put three or four batteries together, they operate together, but they have more power than a single battery, and that's what you're talking about. Ladies, business owners, that support one another and provide their experience. So you have NABWIC. NABWIC is a group of ladies that when you combine their experience, it's probably over 500 years. Well, that's a lot. That is a lot. Someone could have the experience of knowing how to put together a proposal, which is exactly what Robin told us. Someone else has the knowledge and the experience of being able to network. Someone else has the knowledge of being able to provide the footwork. Someone else has the knowledge of regrouping and going in that after you get the contract, what do? You have to have that power, not only to be able to get the riches, but you have to have that power to maintain the riches. So there's a wide range of experience there. That's so exciting. I mean, when you think about it, the power of business, the power of women, just the power that's on this call right now, the people that are there, Carol that is called, that has talked about her experience, Jada that's called, that is a young lady that is going into business and experience it, and that is lend her experience, and then Robin, that not only has one business, but she's got two. She's CEO of two. She trains people to know what to do. So I'm sorry. I can go on because I just got excited for a second. Made myself happy. All right. Back to you, Robin. I'm sorry. Your mic is open. Don't let me go on, girl, because I can go on because you all just made me very, very happy. Robin, did I throw you off track?
No, I'm sorry. I was on mute. I'm so sorry. Ms. Sharon, this is a chapter that I think this is one of my most favorite chapters because, again, it's where the rubber meets the road. And in researching this particular chapter and understanding Andrew Carnegie on the masterminding or the conception of the mastermind, it was something that he actually borrowed from the Bible. So, again, he didn't discover the mastermind. He just appropriated it. A Bible taught principle of the importance of a mastermind alliance. And I truly feel that we mastermind unknowingly. Again, just for me, the mastermind groups, whether it's a collegiate group or a construction group or just a girls group. It's just the associating of yourselves. And I can only explain that by giving you the definition that I found that I would like to share. So for those who have never experienced a mastermind group can really understand what it is and the importance of being a part of one. First and foremost, you cannot even imagine or even conceive of obtaining any type of success if you do not avail yourself to a mastermind group. So a mastermind group offers a combination of brainstorming, education, peer accountability, and support in a group setting to sharpen your business and personal skills.
The group also helps you and your mastermind group members achieve success. We challenge each other, we set powerful goals, and most importantly, we accomplish them. So, again, this is the foundation for my success, and not just in business, but every aspect of my life is strategic to the principles of the mastermind.
Absolutely. Robin, we have exactly 4 minutes left in the show. So this is what I'd like for you to do. There is another element of the benefits of the mastermind group. We've talked about the economic benefits, the development of riches, okay? We've talked about using the mastermind in a spirit of harmony to develop the riches. Think and Grow Rich actually says that there is a second part. It's an intangible part. It's an invisible part. It's not something, it also develops riches, but it's intangible. I know that we don't have, you can't go in less than 4 minutes now talk about the psychic potential or that spiritual forces created by participating in harmony, but so that means we'll probably have to go into another 30 minutes. Not today, but I'd like to see if you would commit to doing another show to talk about that spiritual force in the power of the mastermind. But what I'd also like for you to do, because you obviously are, I've already been told that you are a force in yourself. So could you talk to us about the just for a second, to wet our whistle about the spiritual force, other books that you have read that helped you develop your economic potential, and any other examples, but particularly other books, because what I've found is that people that are listening are always creating their book list.
I have... In the way of my book list, what I have read like the past 6 months would, of course, be Think and Grow Rich. That is my owner's manual to success. I have by John Maxwell is How Successful People Think. I also read this How I Raised Myself from Failure to Success in Selling. And it's also short stories of successful African-American women, which is entitled Do It for Ourselves, which is, again, just daily affirmations on successful African women in business. Also, I have developed my relationship with my Heavenly Father. So, of course, my Bible is something that I read on a daily basis. And, of course, there are so many others, Think and Grow, I mean, again, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, of course, Think and Grow Rich. And also I have a book that I found very, very helpful. It is entitled Daily Dose of Knowledge. And for all the various aspects, whether it's art, cultural, it has music, science, literature, visual art, history. It's just a combination of knowledge. And, again, they are broken down into, you know, days of the week. So those are just a couple of the books that I have read and enjoy reading. And honestly, use them as a roadmap for myself, because I do find myself going back and forth to certain chapters in Think and Grow Rich. One in particular would be leadership skills. That's something that I'm trying to enhance, and it basically tells you what you should do and what you shouldn't be doing. So that would really be, again, the books that I'm reading as of present, other than school books.
That's great. Listen, there is another caller that's raised her hand. So I'd like to open the mic for the last four digits of 0184. Your line is open.
Good morning. Thank you. This is Ann McNeil, and I have a question. Robin, or a suggestion, if you have read, the question is if you have read The Science of Getting Rich, just want to, and if not, just want to suggest adding that to your book list.
Okay, so you said is called what?
The Science of Getting Rich.
I have never read it, but I am on the computer looking to see if Amazon has it.
Okay. Also,
yes.
And you can listen to it on YouTube because I think it would be a very good compliment to everything that you've already mentioned on the show. And thanks again for an awesome show. Thank you, Sharon, also.
Thank you.
Thank
I'm ready.
You
to, I'm sorry. I cut you off, Jay. I cut you off, Robin.
No, I was just telling Miss Ann thank you.
Okay, very good. And you know what? We'd like to thank all our listeners. We'd like to thank everyone for participating and listening to the International Mastermind as we discuss with Robin Donaldson the power of the mastermind. But not only the power of the mastermind, but the power in developing your ability to get riches. Come as we will schedule a second show with Robin Donaldson to talk about that spiritual power. Remember, power manifests itself in different ways. We talked about the economic empowerment. But next time, Robin Donaldson will talk to us about that spiritual force with participating of other people in a spirit of harmony. Thank you very much, and we'll talk to you again on the next show of the International Mastermind.
For more information about the International Mastermind Association, visit internationalmasterminders.com or on Facebook, visit the group International Mastermind Association. The name of the book is Think and Grow Rich, the original version restored and revised by Napoleon Hill. ISBN 1-593-30-2002. That ISBN number again, 1-593-30-2002.